Picture this. You're part of a team where everyone genuinely puts the group success above personal glory, works with relentless drive, and navigates social dynamics with remarkable awareness. Sounds like a workplace fantasy? Patrick Lencioni's The Ideal Team Player argues this isn't just possible, it's essential for organizational success. Through the story of Valley Builders, a construction company facing unprecedented growth challenges, Lencioni reveals a deceptively simple yet profound framework that transforms ordinary teams into extraordinary ones. The secret? Three virtues that, when combined in team members, create unstoppable collaborative power. At the heart of Lencioni's framework lies a powerful trio: humble, hungry, and smart. These familiar words carry specific meanings that transform them from abstract concepts into practical tools. Humility forms the foundation. Humble team members lack excessive ego and prioritize team success over personal recognition. They acknowledge others' contributions, admit mistakes without defensiveness, and perform tasks regardless of status implications. Humility isn't about lacking confidence, it's about maintaining an accurate self-assessment while putting collective achievement first. Hunger represents an insatiable drive to contribute and improve. Hungry individuals are self-motivated, diligent, and proactive, seeking additional responsibilities rather than waiting for direction. They arrive early, stay late when needed, and constantly look for ways to enhance processes. Their internal motor runs without external prompting. Smart, in this context, refers to interpersonal intelligence. Smart team players read social cues effectively, understand group dynamics, and navigate interactions with sensitivity. They know when to speak up, when to listen, and how to adapt their communication style to different personalities. When someone lacks one of these qualities, the consequences can devastate team performance. The person with hunger and smarts but no humility becomes the skillful politician, achieving results while creating toxicity. The lovable slacker possesses humility and interpersonal intelligence but lacks hunger. Everyone enjoys their company, but they consistently underdeliver. Perhaps most challenging is the accidental messmaker, humble and hungry but lacking social awareness. These well-intentioned individuals work hard but create interpersonal havoc through their social blindness. These combinations don't just hinder performance, they drive away talent, creating a downward spiral of dysfunction. Identifying humble, hungry, smart candidates requires moving beyond standard interviews and resume reviews. Traditional approaches often fail because candidates rehearse teamwork answers while technical skills dominate evaluations. Valley Builders discovered this through painful experience. Their breakthrough came with unconventional assessment methods. Group interviews to observe authentic interactions, informal settings like lunch meetings to see natural behavior, and noticing how candidates treated everyone, not just interviewers. For humility assessment, ask what previous colleagues would identify as their weaknesses. Notice whether they credit team members for successes or use I exclusively. For hunger, look beyond standard work ethic questions to discover contributions outside job requirements. For interpersonal smarts, observe how they interact with support staff and adapt to social cues. Reference checks become invaluable when approached creatively. Rather than requesting general assessments, seek specific behavioral examples. Can you describe a time when Sarah put the team's needs above her own? Position yourself as ensuring a good fit rather than investigating problems. Lencioni believes these virtues can be cultivated, but only if the individual genuinely wants to improve. For humility development, understanding the root causes of ego-driven behavior creates context for improvement. Progress comes through deliberate practice, complimenting others genuinely, admitting mistakes promptly, and showing interest in colleagues' perspectives. Developing hunger presents unique challenges because some employees genuinely prefer limiting workspace in their lives. For those seeking greater hunger, connecting them emotionally to the organization's mission proves essential. Those lacking interpersonal intelligence typically have good intentions but don't realize how their words and actions affect others. Improvement comes through immediate, kind feedback. While individual development is crucial, lasting change requires embedding the virtues into organizational culture. Leaders must intentionally reinforce humble, hungry, smart behaviors throughout their organization. This starts with explicit communication about these values to everyone, employees, vendors, partners, and customers. Successful organizations aren't shy about their cultural expectations. They incorporate these values into mission statements, onboarding materials, and job descriptions with specific behavioral examples. Leaders should watch for displays of the three virtues and publicly celebrate them. A simple comment like, "That's a fantastic example of hunger," during a meeting can be more impactful than elaborate compensation systems. Some organizations implement virtue spotting sessions where teams share examples of colleagues demonstrating these qualities. Equally important is addressing violations immediately, particularly smaller infractions that are harder to recognize. Great cultures become appropriately intolerant of behaviors that undermine teamwork, with teammates eventually addressing issues themselves rather than waiting for leaders. Valley Builders exemplified this transformation. Moving from vague notions like not being a jackass, they incorporated the framework into everything from interviews to performance reviews. Within a year, they reduced turnover by 40%, improved client satisfaction by 35%, and created what one team member called almost a jackass-free zone. While Lencioni focuses primarily on workplace applications, these virtues extend far beyond professional settings. Humility, hunger, and interpersonal intelligence make for more effective spouses, parents, friends, and community members, people who naturally draw others to them and serve others better. Humble partners listen genuinely rather than waiting to speak, acknowledging mistakes and prioritizing their spouse's needs. Hungry parents invest energy in their children's development instead of seeking the path of least resistance. Interpersonally smart friends notice when others struggle and respond appropriately without being asked. Communities filled with humble, hungry, smart individuals solve problems more effectively. Rather than jockeying for credit or avoiding responsibility, they focus on collective well-being while maintaining the social awareness to collaborate effectively. In our increasingly divided society, these virtues offer a path toward healthier relationships and communities. Imagine political discourse characterized by genuine humility rather than ego-driven positioning. Hungry community members addressing local challenges proactively, and greater interpersonal intelligence helping bridge cultural and ideological divides. What makes Lencioni's framework so compelling is its elegant simplicity combined with profound insight. In a world of complex management theories, the humble, hungry, smart model offers refreshing clarity anyone can immediately apply. This simplicity isn't superficiality. The model addresses fundamental human dynamics that have challenged organizations throughout history: ego, motivation, and social intelligence, elements determining success regardless of industry or era. The challenge now lies with you. How will you cultivate these virtues in yourself? Which one needs most attention? How might you build a team culture that celebrates these qualities? The path to extraordinary teamwork isn't complicated, but requires courage to honestly assess ourselves, give and receive feedback, and prioritize collective success over individual achievement. When we commit to becoming more humble, hungry, and smart, and to building environments where these virtues thrive, we create better workplaces, communities, and relationships. In a world increasingly dependent on collaboration to solve complex problems, there may be no more important work than this.